John Sample, thank you ever so much for being our guest on Monitor's Open Line.
My pleasure.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
The Flying Machine, and Smile a Little Smile for Me. You remember Smile. That's where the corners of your mouth turn up. That were Engelbert Humperdinck, Winter World of Love. There is a good thing about the name Humperdinck. If you were lined up alphabetically, you'd be about in the middle. Now, friends of distinction, and it's a wonderful world. A Monitor tip for drivers. If you have trouble keeping your windshield from fogging up, try not to check into some of the products on the market now for that problem. There's a spray, there's a cloth treated with a chemical, and they prevent steam from forming on the windshield. Also, you can tell your wife to cut down on the hot air. Now this from State Farm. Hi. Good morning, Starshine. Peter Nero. That's right. News is next. Next news. Morgan.
When a trip of Dionne Warwick styles and her progressions in music.
This was the very first record Dionne Warwick made and the first record that I had the pleasure of introducing.
Don't Make Me Over.
And right here, live from the Brooklyn Fox, from one of my shows, along with the audience, she sings.
If you see me walking down the street, and I start to cry, each time if you do what?
The great Burt Bacharach tune and a great motion picture, and her great interpretation of Alfie.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you sort it out, Alfie?
A little trip with Dionne Warwick to San Jose.
Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long, I may go wrong and lose my way. Do you know the way to San Jose? I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. L.A. is a great big freeway. Put $100 down and buy a car.
What you're listening to now is some odds and ends from the career of Dionne Warwick and a song called Odds and Ends that only D.W. could do.
Wasn't slept upon your closet was empty too. All of your shirts and ties were
very latest and her biggest hit right now.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips.
Your fingertips.
You're trying hard not to show it,
babe.
Dionne Warwick, from the very first release of hers, Don't Make Me Over, right up to the present with that love and feeling. We were
one from Les and Larry Elgard. It's called Patricia.
Murray the K.
World news and late information, next on this monitor station. World news and late information, next on this monitor station.
I said Murray the K, and I'll be back after What's Next. By Enoch Light.
World news and late information, next on this monitor station. World news and late information, next on this monitor station.
And I'll be back after that. Murray the K, hey?
Now a Monitor special news report. Matter of...
Here's Monitor now on NBC.
Greetings, Gene Rayburn here. This past Thursday evening in London, the winner of the Miss World contest was the target of an outburst of boos and hisses. Now, who would boo and hiss a miss with blonde hair, blue eyes, and measurements of 36, 23, 36? Who? Probably someone with measurements of 23, 23, 23. Actually, the noisemakers were members of a so-called feminist liberation movement, but it could be a severe case of sour grapes. At any rate, enough of noisemakers, let's have a music maker. Beware.
Traveling down life's highway and things are going my way. I'm happy as a lark and fancy free. There's good reason why, my friend, my heart's singing each weekend. I spend time with Monitor and NBC.
And next on Monitor and NBC, on the line with... Gene Rayburn here, two good friends, and I... Moon River, Herb Alpert and his Tijuana Brass.
News time is coming up now. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, Monitor Radio.
That's right. NBC Monitor News on the Hour is next. I'm Gene Rayburn.
Monitor Radio.
Here's my...
Gene Rayburn here with holiday weekend greetings to one and all, and if we had to pick any specific individuals for the title... Caribbean by the Nashville String Band, with what we might dub the country Near Eastern sound.
News time is coming up now. Ba 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 Monitor Radio.
Yes, stay tuned for NBC Monitor News on the hour next.
Radio.
I'm Gene Rayburn.
Monitor Radio. Monitor.
You're on the Monitor Beacon, NBC's Monitor Beacon. You're on the Monitor.
And with you on the Beacon, Gene Rayburn, this week's establishment. Hey there, Mrs. Bunky. You say you're cleaning out your refrigerator and you got all these almost empty jars of jams and preserves and kids are scuffling around and whining that they're thirsty and you're fresh out of soda pop and they don't like milk and they're also complaining that they're starving. Is that what's giving you a post-Thanksgiving Day case of the blues? Well, hold your head up high, pour cold milk into those jam jars, recap and shake vigorously, and you'll have a deliciously sweetened milk drink to pacify those little monsters. And as for those pangs of hunger, here's the solution.
Hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. What kinds of kids eat Armor hot dogs?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks, tall kids, sissy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs, the dogs kids love to bite.
Of Aquarius, Ronnie Aldrich. According to my horoscope, an interruption is about to take place in my journey with you through the weekend. A pleasant one, however, because it will enable you to hear from the NBC station nearest you. In New Hampshire, for example, WTSV Claremont. Gene Rayburn here, back shortly.
Bringing to you in 10 seconds the inside story of the Galloping Gourmet. This is Graham Kerr speaking in American.
Don't I do that terribly badly? But I do most of my things quite well on NBC.
NBC News, Washington.
Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events.
Hey, this is Al Hirsch. Want to drink my kind of beer? Ask the man for Miller High Life. It's hearty, robust, and deep down good. Make your move to Miller now.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Manhattan Safari, and just in case you didn't know, there are several Manhattans, one in Kansas, one in Illinois, besides the one in New York. There's even a Manhattan Beach in California. Covering them all would make quite a safari now, wouldn't it? Okay, onward, here we go.
World news and late information, next on this monitor station. World news and late information, next on...
NBC Monitor News on the hour next. World news, Gene Rayburn here.
Here's Monitor Now on NBC.
Greetings, Gene Rayburn here. This past Thursday evening in London, the winner of the Miss World contest was the target of...
Morgan, getting crowded out, but crowding back in after the news.
News time is coming up now. Ba 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 ba.
box. Grubby groove worm. That's where I am. Morgan here. Anyway, if you're having a dinner party and you have someone do the serving, I don't know anybody who can afford that, but if you can, the hostess is no longer served first. That's an old custom which originated in the dangerous days of the Borgias. It was intended to reassure guests that the food was not poisoned. In other words, if the hostess fell off her chair, you didn't eat. Well, unless you think your guests think you're trying to poison them, serve the guest of honor, or the lady seated to the right of the host, first. And then eat while it's hot. This is Emily Morgan, and now this from A to Z Rental.
What? That's a pick.
By the letterman. Now a tip, by George. For Christmas. You know it's too late even now to do your shopping early. So do it late. Do it Christmas Eve. Most of the big department stores are deserted. Shopping is quick, it's easy, and the salespeople despise you. And of course, they won't have much stock left. But then you're a little out of your mind anyway to go shopping Christmas Eve. Do it in about 10 minutes. Be prepared to adjust. Now this from the 3M Company.
Monitor, what else do you want?
Organ for Monitor, the only place you can get 9 kinds of music at one time. Here's one, Flowers Never Bend in the Rainfall, by Him, He, and Me. He, who, huh? A monitor tip for motorists. A windshield rubbed with sliced onion will stay clear on rainy days. And if you rub it on the wrong side, your friends will stay clear, too. Now this from State Farm.
Hoibert Alput on monitor.
Yes. Blood, sweat, and tears. And when I die... Later today on Monitor, Murray the K will tune in live to the Palm Beach Pop Festival. And he'll interview Johnny Cash, B.J. the Thomas, and 2 of the Rolling Stones. The other 3 Rolling Stones were busy gathering no moss. All that later on Monitor. And now, Pat Williams and Son of a Preacher Man on Monitor.
Here's Monitor now on NBC.
Go, men, women, go, everybody. Morgan here, high above the holiday crowds in New York City. What I'd like to know is, if everybody from out of town comes into New York after Thanksgiving, which they have done today, who's home eating all that leftover turkey? A panel of judges will consider the answers, and the winner will receive a wishbone. Oh, well, I wish I had a little music, so would it be Diana Ross and the Supremes, and someday we'll be together? Is to make your own kind of Christmas decorations. One I do, I don't recommend, but I do it. I have a tiny electric train. Goes around in a circle. And I have switching lights and lampposts and whatnot. I light the whole thing up and spray it with fake snow. And it goes around the tree. Shows you what kind of mind I have. I do it every year, and I still can't break myself of this terrible habit. I think it's cute. Now this from 3M.
Here's 30 seconds worth of information on...
Don't take your love to town. Morgan for Monitor.
News time is coming up now.
Away. You and me, you and me, baby.
Trini, it's you and I. And if we're going to play checkers all day till we pass away, I'm ready right now. A tip for Christmas gift givers. If you have to wrap something odd-shaped, like a lump of coal, they could hire somebody to do this. Well, they did. So if you have to wrap something odd-shaped like a lump of coal, don't try to do it with regular wrapping paper. Use aluminum foil, because it'll cling to the irregular shape, and that'll make a nice, funny-looking package. But why me? Now this from the Fiem Company, 3M. If you're going to give a Christmas gift to someone very... This is much more intelligent than what I just said. If you're going to give a Christmas gift to someone very small in years, someone you love very much, give a game of learning. Choose one of the 6 3M brand educational games. A whole new concept in playtime fun for children from 4 to 12. 3M educational games carry the guaranteed seal of Parents Magazine. So, this Christmas, unlock the wonder of learning for someone small with educational games from 3M Company at gift, toy, and department stores everywhere. Morgan, getting crowded out, but crowding back in after the news.
News time is coming up now.
Okay, now that Thanksgiving is over, you know that you've got you-know-what on your mind. Let the Sun Shine In, done for you by James Last.
News time is coming up now.
And I follow What's Next. I'm Murray the K.
Radio Monitor. Here's Monitor now on NBC.
You better believe it, friends. Monitor with Murray the K. Grooving with you on a Saturday night. That's a very large night down in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Thank you
for coming on Monitor with me.
Thank you, Murray. Right. My pleasure.
At 12 minutes before the hour,
Joe Garagiola here.
Bringing to you in 10 seconds the inside story of the Galloping Gourmet. This is Graham Kerr speaking in American.
Don't I do that terribly badly, but I do most of my things quite well on NBC.
Here's Monitor now on NBC.
And it's the only place to be a weekend, which he hopes will be a record breaker. What do you mean when you say something is practical? Maltese Melody and a happy sound of Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass.
News time is coming up now.
So, stay
very much, Joe. Thank you.
The name of the book, The Pleasure Seekers, it's subtitled The Drug Crisis, Youth, and Society. I think it's worth your while to pick up a copy. Monitor going on monitor.
Here's Monitor now on NBC.
The best spot for the best sound every weekend anywhere. My name, Joe Garagiola.
Monitor. Official investigation of the alleged massacre continues. For any further developments in this story, and for all breaking news, stay tuned to NBC. You're on the Monitor Beacon. Charlie Brown from Monitor 69, friends, with music by that three-man group called Clayton, Jackson, and Durante. No, it's Hart, Schaffner, and Marx. No, Chico, Groucho, and Laverne. How about Cashman, Pastilli, and West? Here they are to chase the dolphins.
With us for more of what's happening around the nation and the world. NBC Monitor News on the Hour next. This is Joe Garagiola. Scores and stories from the world of sports. Right now, the world of music.
Here's Monitor now on NBC.
And this is Gene Rayburn. This weekend, our motto. Next on Monitor, a fella called Morgan.
Here's Monitor now on NBC.
Hello there. Gene Rayburn here, and if my voice sounds a little weird, it's because I'm jogging as I talk with you. I'm jogging because Monitor is dedicated this weekend to physical fitness and beauty, and we'll be discussing this with experts and celebrities, and I gotta take a break now. So while I jog over to the couch, you listen to the newest from the Peppermint Rainbow. Don't love me unless it's forever.
Comfortable chair. Now, in order to get the most out of this, every now and then you should cross your legs. The way to do this for maximum effect is to lift one leg gently off the floor, lean a little to the opposite side, and allow the leg to move gently through the air, using as much gravity as possible, and bringing it to rest slowly atop the other leg. Now, it doesn't hurt if, while you're doing this, you take a small breath. This helps to tone up those middle muscles, bring some oxygen into the main department, and what with one thing and another, gets the roses back into your cheeks. Finally, lying down. Now, the thing to watch for here is turning over. The best way to turn over from left to right, say, is to back up a little, let one foot slide back, get a good grip on the pillow, and using your rearmost leg to push and your hands to pull, heave. This is Henry Morgan, known on his block as Manhattan Fats.
Gene Rayburn again with more of Monitor. And if you men listening will excuse me for a moment, I'd like to have a few words in private with the woman in your life. You can leave the room now. You can leave. Out. Sam, Charlie, Bill, George, Mike. All gone, ladies? Yeah. Here it is for Christmas, ladies. Give him, capital H-I-M, him, the mark of a man, Chanel. Mr. 7th. In the distinctive bright red jacket available at book department and stationery stores, just $6.95 indexed. Next, Savings and Loan Association Serving America present Monitor Star Time. The world's great entertainers performing at leading nightclubs and theaters. Monitor Star Time joins Jonathan Winters at that part of his act when he answers requests from members of the audience to do some of his oddball characters. A young lady has the floor.
So you do Chester Honeyhugger asking a girl to hit your first dance.
Chester Honeyhugger asking a little girl to his first dance. Sweet, how old are you, dear?
23.
Perfect. For somebody 24. Ah, bless your heart. Where are you from?
Originally Texas.
Texas? Oh, yeah. I'm going down there to do a picture. Whereabouts in Texas?
Harlinger.
Harlinger? Oh, yes. I know it well. Talk about that later. Let's see. Chester Honeyhugger. And he's asking his little girl here, or a little girl, any little girl, for a date for his first date.
Hi. I'm Chester Honeyhugger. Would you like to go to the dance with me? I have, my parents gave me 7 cents. And, that's my green turtle. His name's Timmy. One of his foot is kind of funny. Here's a fish, goldfish I've been carrying around. Originally, I just put him in my pocket so he could sleep. His eyes are closed. If you don't want him, give him to a kitty. Would you like to go to the dance? Well, I'll see you then. My dad and mom and my four brothers and sister will pick you up in our car. Say, seven-ish.
Jonathan Winters in Monitor Star Time has been... My hand right now, a pair of scissors and an envelope, and what I'm doing is testing a suggestion one of our monitor staff made. He said that if you cut the envelope in half diagonally like that, and then you snip off the bottom there, you will have a mess. No, you will have a very good improvised and handy funnel, and it really works. Now you try it.
How's like that? That's what trucks are driving. Tomorrow on Monitor, the American Trucking Associations again present Frank Blair, who will have the latest word on men's fashions, which he got from me. Dusty Springfield and a brand new me. This is St. Nicholas Day, you know. In Belgium and other European nations, children receive gifts. Don't let your children feel neglected. Give them gifts today. Happy St. Nicholas Day. Now... Here's Tom Jones and help yourself. No, huh? You want some other choice? I got millions of them. But that's the only one I had on paper. So do what you'd like. You have nothing to offer? Monitor Star Time, brought to you by your savings and loan associations, where over a million teenagers save, brings you Tom Jones and Help Yourself.
Save where your money earns. Save and loan your money does make a difference.
I'm going to come right over there, right now.
Monitor Star Time was brought to you by savings and loan associations, where over a million teenagers save. Let the sun shine in on Monitor.
You're on
Morgan, going along with Physical Fitness Weekend on Monitor. I think this is my favorite new sport. Now, this is not a joke. Sitting down dancing. It's a big thing in London and Paris. You sit down in your favorite cafe or saloon, and you move your body as though you were dancing. Being careful not to slosh your drink, I suppose. If you're driving, however, stand this one out. Ed Ames and A Thing Called Love. Listen, this Christmas when you put up your tree, set it in a pan of water. Add a half a cup of sugar to the water. It may do some good to help the tree last longer, but it will certainly be a holiday treat for the ants in your house. Now, about the other gifts, for reasons I don't really care to discuss, it was decided that I should interview the gentleman you are about to meet. His book is titled How to Stop Smoking and Lose Weight. And it's sort of a pleasure to meet him, Mr. Julius Fast. Would you tell me about your 7 miserable steps to giving up smoking and getting thin?
Well, the first step is to find out. I won't go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. But the first thing you have to do is find out what kind of a smoker you are. And I think this is why so many people have trouble giving up smoking. There's not just one, but 6 different kinds. At least the government has listed 6. There may be 1 or 2 more secret types of smokers. But 3 of these are addictive smokers. There's a stimulation smoker and a craving smoker. And 1 or 2 of them are non-addictive. They are relaxation smokers, people who like to smoke over a cup of coffee or just to handle the cigar or the cigarette or the pipe or whatever they smoke. Well, for these people, it's easy to give up smoking. For the real hardcore addicted smoker, it's really a miserable, tough business. And he has to cut off all at once. He can't taper off, and he can't substitute, and he can't use any of the tricks and gimmicks. He just has to suffer. And I think this is why 1 in 6 people will succeed when they try to give it up, and the rest will fail, because they're using a method that isn't for them.
Well, now, I think I'm 3 kinds of a smoker.
This happens, too. People are combinations. They're the hardest of all.
You see, I'm a habit pattern smoker. That is, when the phone rings, I pick up a cigarette because I may not be able to reach one after I'm on the phone. I need something that's in nicotine that balances something that is removed when I drink.
So you're an addicted smoker.
Yeah. And the third reason is I like smoking.
And that means you're a relaxation smoker.
Right.
So you're a loser on 3 counts.
Oh, what a lovely future I have
but
here.
But for the reaching, the automatic reaching for a cigarette, the habit smoker, the guy who lights one without realizing he has one already lit, if he can break this habit and bring it out to the consciousness, if he can put something around the pack so that each time he goes for it, he has to take it off and fiddle with it and remove rubber bands, it will make him aware of what he's doing. But all of this is provided you want to stop smoking. If you don't want to stop, nothing on this earth is going to make you stop.
You have recipes and diet plans in your book.
Yes.
What's your favorite diet meal?
I have no favorite meal. The whole point of my diet in the book is to avoid any kind of fad diet, any kind of gimmick diet, because
please monitor now on NBC.
1, 2. Well, that's my setting down exercise for the day. Listen, I got plenty of fitness. It's my suit that doesn't.
How to keep slender and fit after 30.
That was Durwood Kirby. And he's a personal friend of mine, and I'm here to tell you, friends, he's a mess. Now, when you get back in shape, you'll want to get at some of those odd jobs around the house, like painting the cellar steps. If you want to provide a skid-proof surface, sprinkle fine sand on right after a fresh coat of paint has been applied. Or if you're really holding the bread there, carpet the cellar stairs. And there'll be more monitor. Henry Morgan.
Been putting on a few extra pounds lately? Learn how to take it off. Take it all off. This weekend, right here on Monitor, on NBC.
Monitor Music, Humpelberg Ankerdank, Winter World of Love. Yeah, it's one of those days. Here's Morgan. Ella sings. Ella Fitzgerald. Here's I'll Never Fall in Love Again. Antique auto owners, meaning owners of antique autos. You know the best way to clean isinglass windows? Vinegar. Now this from State Farm.
NBC News, 4 Monitor.
Tomorrow evening, College Poll surveys the long hair problem, if it is one, and the generation gap, and it is one. Now, about your list. Give him the mark of a man. This Christmas, give him Chanel for men.
Well, I'm traveling down life's highway and things are going my way. I'm happy as a lark and fancy free. There's good reason why, my friend, my heart's singing each weekend. I spend time with Monitor and NBC.
Now, Monitor Sports. The United States... Christmas is coming. The geese are getting fat. Please put a penny in the old man's hat. There, a lot of people are getting fat, including the con men. You have to watch out for the annual holiday gyps.
Myers and Grant, speaking for the consumer, on Monitor.
I'd like to add one. Guess who bit? Me. How? I saw an ad and it said, send X dollars, and we're going to buy an ad in the New York Times for or against something. And I was either for or against whatever, and I sent the money, and the ad never appeared, and I couldn't find where the money went because it was to a box number. Clever. It's going to come on Tuesday. This week, I hope. If you're puzzled about what to give a new baby, why not start the youngster's college fund? It's not too early. Make it a gift of the United States Savings Bond. It's a gift that grows with him. And let the payroll savings plan or the bond of a month... Bond of a month. The bond a month plan help with your own future. You can sign up on Monday. San Groovy Grubworm on Monitor.
Here's Monitor now on NBC.
Go-Go Morgan with Stopless Radio. And a Monitor click pick of the wick. It's by the Peppermint Rainbow called... The Peppermint Rainbow Don't Love Me Unless It's Forever. Or at least until Christmas. I mean, I've already got your present. Now then, what are you going to give me? I sincerely do not want the solid gold berry basket from Tiffany's. It costs $380, and I don't want you to spend that much. You can give me the silver one. $350. No, don't gift wrap it. I'll eat it here. Savings and Loan Associations, where over 1 million teenagers save, present Monitor Star Time. The world's great entertainers performing at leading nightclubs and theaters. In a minute, David Fry. Now, David Fry tunes into the Oval Office and a little night work.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. President. I didn't know you were still here.
Oh, that's all right. You can clean up. I'm just writing the nuclear proliferation treaty. Well, do me a favor. Work around me, and don't touch my yellow pad.
Do you want me to dust the treaty?
No, that's all right.
But don't
bother dusting the treaty.
I always dusted Mr. Roosevelt's treaties.
Well, you must have been here quite a number of years,
oh,
dear.
Yes, ever since Coolidge. Proliferation is spelled with one F.
Thank you very much. What is your name, dear?
Mary Catherine O'Flaherty.
Well, nice to meet you. I'm the president of the United States. By the way, what are they saying about me?
Who?
You know, the people like you who work in the White House, the little people.
Well, you haven't been here long, but I can tell you this, they love your suit. Pardon me, sir, about paragraph 3. Do you think Russia's going to buy on-site inspection the way you describe it there?
You might be right. What else do they say about me?
Well, They say you're better than some and worse than others.
Who am I better than?
Millard Fillmore.
Millard Fillmore. Now, who else am I better than?
Yes, well, I'm finished in here. Oh, by the way, sir, paragraph 6 is already covered in the nuclear test ban treaty.
Never mind the nuclear test ban treaty. Who else am I better than?
Good night, Mr. President.
Hello, Okasigan? No, I haven't finished the final draft yet. Well, you see, I just met with one of my top advisors. And the treaty still needs a little more work.
David Fry. David Fry. Later this evening, he'll be Murray the K's guest on Monitor. That was Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And When I Die, the whole thing just kind of cheers you up, doesn't it? You ever look up the word democracy? Well, the dictionary says democracy comes from the Greek word demokratia, and it means a government by the people, especially rule of the majority. You know who they are. Well, you'd be surprised how much you can learn just by tracing the meanings of words back to their origins. All you need is a good up-to-date dictionary. Unfortunately, the average American family uses a dictionary that's at least 10 years old. Now, the fact ought to give you Christmas shoppers an idea for a really... let me read this right. That fact ought to give you Christmas shoppers an idea for a really unusual and useful Christmas gift. Webster's 7th New Collegiate Dictionary. It's the one in the distinctive bright red jacket. And that bright red jacket tells you you're buying the original, authentic Merriam-Webster Dictionary. The one desk dictionary more students, business people... professional writers prefer. Webster's 7th sells over 1 million copies every year. People like its complete, concise definitions. And they appreciate those little extra bits of information that can make the study of words so fascinating. So if you're searching for a really unusual gift to give this Christmas, remember to look for the bright red Merriam-Webster jacket. That's Webster's 7th New Collegiate Dictionary. The answer book, you'll find it at department, book, and stationery stores everywhere. Just $6.95. Indexed. Say, did you know you can make very unusual Christmas decorations from tin cans? Yeah. There's a book by a lady named Lucy Sargent. She calls it Tin Craft for Christmas. She has lots of unusual suggestions. You can make garlands and stars for the top of the tree and angels and stuff from a sardine can. What you do is, if you can get the sardine can open, then you get some... well, read the book. Now, gift givers...
This year, it's going to be different. You're not going to rush, rush, rush. Now, take a deep breath and go.
Now, Monitor Sports. President Nixon capped college football centennial year today by attending the game between top-ranked Texas and second-ranked Arkansas. It's tough to say. For me. For you, easy. This was in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Well, the underdog Razorbacks took a 7-0 lead at the half, at which time the president made the following comments to ABC sportscaster Chris Schenkel.
Looking at this game, it is for the ranking of number one, incidentally. I say it is for that, having in mind the fact that Penn...
But in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Later today on Monitor, there'll be more on physical fitness from James Garner, John Gary, Richard Harris, Estelle Parsons, Clint Eastwood, Polly Bergen, and others too fit to mention. Murray the K will lead the evening exercise session, so line up and tune in.
What about AC financing? We uncomplicate things.
Yes, sir. Right now...
The news in Jerusalem.
Well, I'm traveling down life's highway and things are going my way. I'm happy as a lark and fancy free. There's good reason why, my friend, my heart's singing each weekend. I spend time with Monitor and NBC.
And with NBC is Murray the K, and with Murray the K is Monitor Sports. And we have on our comments on drugs. Okay, and right about here, this is Murray the K.
What I...
Here's Monitor Now on NBC.
Right, and the time right now is 18 and a half minutes after the hour, and it's not a minute too soon to make out your Christmas gift list. Christmas gift list. Connection with that, this.
Gas, too.
Now, Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports brought to you Marimba Band with I'll Marimba You, and you've been marimbaed on Monitor. Now on Monitor Start Time, Jonathan Winters, who improvises to a request from a young lady in the audience.
I'd like to ask you to do your impression of a doctor doing his first heart transplant.
Okay.
Well, members here of the Norgor Hospital... this wonderful man here, Mr. Howard Langlinger, has come in here. And, Howard, I know it's tough for you to shake while you're down. Relax. We're going to give you a new heart. As yet, students and members of the medical faculty, we have not been able to get a decent heart, what I call a decent heart. We've had ones that are, you know... a few things wrong with him, and we do want to get you a goodie. So, what we'll do is, has the anesthetic anesthesiist been here? Oh, you seem to be wobbling a little.
I gave him pretty good,
Well, we'll do it. Drinking on the job, Doctor?
Well, I had a few. I mean, what the heck, I don't have to get in there with the scalpel and everything. That's your job, so I just... shoot a little stuff in his bed. He's out. What?
Carol, bad taste. Okay, is he under? I must know that. Give me his paw. Yes, okay. Well, we'll get right on with it. You want to give me a regular knife, will do? There we go.
Double or nothing. Nurse.
Yes, what is it? I'm 23. I'm in Ward 3.
All right, sweetheart. Wonderful. Stop wearing mini dresses around the hospital. It's not good, especially in the intensive care wards. They tend to phase out right away. Did you get the heart that I asked about?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry, but I got a Fox Terrier's heart.
Fox Terrier's heart? Mr. Jameson. I'll have to do a throw it over here, will you, dear? Okay, you want to give me that regular zipper there? All right, get him out in there to the other ward there when he comes around, the recovery ward. I'll talk to him. Oh, give him a little time there. Time's up. Sometimes the mouse is... Oh, there it is. Okay, Dr. Jameson, how do you feel? Doctor? You're not the... I'm the doctor, of course. Well, I've been under a lot of pressure today. You're the patient. Right, you're the patient. How are you feeling, sir? Take your time now. Remember, this cameras, television, the world is looking at it. Make a big guy out of me. So, say the right thing, won't you?
Jonathan Winters in Monitor Start Time. My good friend and fellow Monitor host, Henry Morgan, has a few thoughts he'd like to pass along to you. Ready?
You're in the advertising business, same as I am, but I get paid for it and you don't. I'll prove it to you. You put down $3,500 for a new car. Well, from the moment you move away from the curb, you're working for the manufacturer of that car. His name is all over the place. You're giving him free publicity. Go around and look at the stern of your automobile. What does it say? Buzzkirk Motors, 234-567 Kislak Boulevard, genuine parts. Well, now, why should you drive all over the place advertising the guy you paid good money to for the car? He should put your name in his window in gold. Of course, I suppose there are people who have no personalities of their own and have to make one out of driving a Rolls Royce around. But what's the point in driving a signboard that says locomobile or whatever on each hubcap across the front of the radiator, and on the fender it says what a marvelous model it is, the Thunder Gust or the Man-Eating Tiger or whatever? Now, the thing that really got me started on this line of thought is a new bit of finery that fine ladies are rushing to buy. Scarves. Ordinary silk scarves, with the name of the designer in big letters across the front. In other words, well, in the same words, the designer's name is the design. And you're paying, what, $20, $25? They're selling in the thousands, maybe in the millions. Well, you can see what this has to lead to, right? Soon they'll be selling men's suits, and across the back in big letters it'll say Hart, Schaffner, and Marx. Next year, your overcoat will have a little design worked into the fabric that gives the name of the designer, his home address, how many kids he has in school, what the coat cost him, how much you paid, and a big swirling symbol that assures the passerby that the whole thing is pure wool. This is Henry Morgan setting a fad by wearing his hat inside out. I want people to know that I'm hot stuff. Of course, it doesn't say my name. It says Kavanaugh.
We're wondering about that, Henry. You know, people are beginning to talk, and I'm glad you explained. We're beginning to get a little worried about you there. And we certainly hope it is one.
World news and late information, next on this monitor station.
This is Gene Rayburn,